Okay, great. So we just heard from Savvy, who was talking about creating understanding through voices, and now we've got Paul, who is talking about how can forensic storytelling be used to evoke empathy. So, Paul, do you want to give a bit more?
Sure. Yeah, I have a lot of terms that I should explain. First of all, forensic storytelling is basically a term coined by a guy called Steve Gaynor, who's like a game developer, and he describes the storytelling technique he uses in his games as forensic storytelling. So to give you an example, he made a game called Gone Home, where you're playing as a young college-age girl who's just returned home to, I think, somewhere in Portland from Europe. And you arrive home to your house, but none of your family are there to greet you. So to figure out what happened, you have to just look through the house, look through people's belongings, and you get the story. There's no explicit story. You figure it out by piecing it together from finding all these different objects around the house. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm interested in, using that technique to... at the moment, I'm just trying to see if this can be used to evoke empathy in an audience, especially to evoke empathy for situations other than our own. For example, in Gone Home, you play as a young college girl, but your sister is kind of coming to terms with the fact that she's gay. And it's by being part of that family, it gives a really good sense of kind of the issues that come with that.
And so I wondered, would you like to tell us a bit more about the symposium and the game that you had developed?
Sure, yeah. So I used these techniques, the forensic storytelling techniques that I was developing, and I made my own experiment, which was a kind of first-person game, which dealt with Irish abortion law. So I should probably give some background on that as well. In Ireland, abortion is illegal in pretty much all cases, even in cases of fetal abnormalities or rape. But in the UK, it's legal to get abortion. So what ends up happening is anyone who wants an abortion just flies to the UK and flies back home. It's actually written into our laws that it's legal to do that. It's a pretty big problem that I'm kind of passionate about, and I think laws need to change there. So what I've decided to do was to make a game about this using forensic storytelling. So in my kind of prototype, you play the part of a woman who has just returned home to Ireland after being in the UK to get an abortion. And it's basically you're just unpacking your bag and putting away all your stuff. I wanted to kind of tell the story of this woman's experience through her objects that she decided to bring with her, what she brought back. And my intention is to kind of evoke empathy in the audience so that they kind of have a better understanding of how these laws actually affect real people.
I thought it was a really thoughtful game, and it was really sensitively put together. And it gave me a new understanding of the concept of a game, which I maybe thought of in the past as just being something you do for fun and more about understanding. Do you want to maybe talk a bit more about...
Cool, yeah, I'm really glad, actually, yeah. Because a lot of the questions that I got after the symposium were, is a video game the right medium for this kind of thing? And I think that is mainly down to a kind of just a lack of understanding of the medium, because I think what I said at the time was that if you look at, say, the medium of film, if you're looking from the outside, especially like nowadays, like the mainstream films that you see advertised are like Marvel movies and superhero movies and action movies. So from the outside, it looks like that's all film can do. But I think everyone knows really that film is like this amazing art form that you can express all these ideas and emotions with. And I think just because film has been around so long, I think society has just accepted that it's kind of a fact. And I think video games as a medium, especially being used in this way, is very, very young still. And a lot of people are still experimenting with how it can be used. But it's to quote Phil Fish, who's another designer. He basically said that video games is a combination of all other mediums so far made interactive. So, you know, how could it not be an amazing artistic tool?
Yeah, it seems like such a good way to interact. And on that, have you shared it with anyone? Who are you trying to interact with in particular?
Yeah, well, yeah, so it's still very much a prototype. If you look in my drawer downstairs, I have a link to it. So if people want to go and play it, they can. It's really broken. So if you click on a drawer, it might fly across the room. But that could be fun. But for this specific game, I'm kind of aiming at it at the Irish public, I guess. So at some point this year, we're going to have a vote, a referendum, to decide whether we should change abortion laws or not. And I think just a little bit of understanding of kind of the actual experiences that the people that the law actually affects, just a little bit of understanding of that would go a long way to make people vote either way. So yeah, it's for the voting public, I guess, this one.
And I guess it's like, I mean, you have museums and stuff, and if you think about them, they're often just a collection of objects that are used to create empathy. So what you're developing could just almost be a new technique for not just in the case of the Irish referendum on abortion, but in all different situations. Are there other scenarios that you think you'd...
Yeah, definitely. I'm just really excited about kind of using forensic storytelling as just a technique. Mm-hmm. And that's what my starting point was. And I just kind of applied it to abortion because it's just a cause that I'm kind of passionate about. But yeah, you can use it in like countless ways to, and I think it could be a really powerful tool to evoke empathy for lots of different situations, which I think that's kind of our goal as designers in general, is to evoke empathy in our audience, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I really agree. And so when you were collecting, I guess, resources for your video game, how did you go about that? And do you think your positionality, like, affected that?
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, I'm making a game from a woman's point of view. And that's, it's very easy to feel like a bit of an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... Yeah, if I go forward with this specific project, I definitely want to like collaborate with women who have been through this situation. But the items I chose, I wanted to be really kind of mundane, banal, because I think everyone can relate to those items, because we all have, like, we all have jumpers, we all have underwear, we all have like pills, we all can relate to those things on a pretty fundamental level. And then by placing other objects that maybe we don't have, you know, as much of a relationship with, it kind of makes those stand out and helps us understand those people.
Okay, great. And finally, one last question. At the moment, you're kind of doing this from your own perspective, but do you think you would ever start doing it for, like, working with a charitable cause, or something that where you're actually taking on like a client that you're expressing through your video games?
Yeah, I think that would be great. I'd love to do as much collaboration as I possibly could. That's kind of, I just want to develop my own use of forensic storytelling as a technique, and just see how far I can push it and see what kind of stuff I can do with it.
Okay. Great. Well, I think we're just coming up to the end of the time now.
Cool.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Julie, who will be talking about complicated journeys in the field of mental health.